Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hi, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Julian Chesterfield, Chief Scientific Officer at ONAP. Good evening.
Hi, Gary.
As we get started, tell us a little bit about ONAP.
So ONAP is a cloud orchestration software provider. We've been around as a company now for a number of years. We provide a software platform that allows our customers who are service providers to compete with the likes of Amazon AWS and Azure and the big mega hoster cloud providers that are out there. And so our software platform, our customers install it in their data centers and they use it to control their infrastructure and to provide a portal to their customers to sell cloud services.
What are some other of your customers or customer segments?
Traditionally, our service providers tend to be regional cloud providers. I mean, we have a variety of customers, but certainly, you know, a large part of our customer base is sort of localized to different geographical regions. And they would specialize in different types of workloads, depending on the types of customers that they're working with. So whether that's sort of e-commerce platforms or whether that's providing hosted email exchange services, things like that to their local customers. We're increasingly working more with Intel now around bringing a private cloud solution to market. A lot of businesses nowadays see themselves actually as service providers themselves. You know, they have a lot of infrastructure, they have a lot of end users who are using centralized resources, and they want to be able to meter and track and control access to those resources the same way that a cloud service provider would do. So increasingly, we're seeing a lot more interest and focus from sort of enterprise type customers who want to also become cloud operators, so to speak.
Now, describe that dynamic. You know, do I go to ONAP and ask them about what products they have to build this out? And then you would direct me to maybe a channel where I could buy the hardware? Or?
So, I mean, that's certainly been true for our service provider customers. They would typically come directly to us and they would say, okay, what kind of hardware do you recommend that we would deploy this on in our data center? For the enterprise customers, it tends to be more channel driven. You know, we're working closely with the Intel channel partners to engage with them to provide a combined software and hardware package that they can sell to enterprise customers as a complete stack.
Now, talk about some of the benefits that your products provide.
There's a lot of benefits, and I think it depends what the use cases are for customers. But in particular, you know, being able to consolidate a lot of services onto a single pane of glass, a single managed infrastructure. One of the advantages of the ONAP platform, something that we've developed over a number of years because of the nature of our cloud service provider customers, is that, you know, a lot of our cloud providers have multiple locations. So they'll have data centers in different regions. And we've built the ability into our software platform for them to be able to orchestrate and manage infrastructure in multiple different regions. And as part of that, we can also provide things like wide area disaster recovery as a service, failover, fault tolerance across distributed cloud infrastructure, and also, you know, the ability to be able to move workloads around between locations. For enterprise customers, that's also something that's very appealing. You know, a lot of enterprise customers need to have that sort of resiliency and, you know, high availability for the types of services that they're running for their customers.
Talk a little bit about how the first generation of hyperconverged infrastructure solutions tried to address some of the storage challenges that a lot of companies see, but weren't really successful, and how your products maybe are differentiated.
One of the things that happened there, and you know, my background is in virtualization, so I was one of the guys who wrote the Zen hypervisor originally in Cambridge. And so I've seen a lot of interesting trends in this space where, as we've consolidated a lot of these services onto HCI-type infrastructure, one of the things that hasn't evolved quite as fast, really, is the fine-grained performance aspects of the stack. So when you start to consolidate all of your storage I/O onto the same box as the node that you're actually hosting virtual machines on, it's very hard to isolate and to really control and provide, you know, really strict guarantees around performance, particularly things like I/O latency, which is very hard to do the further up the software stack that you move. So one of the things we've been focusing on in our emerging technologies labs is particularly the emergence of hardware acceleration capability. We're developing a product that is being released very soon, which allows us to take advantage of some of the FPGA acceleration capability, particularly that folks at Intel have been developing, you know, with the acquisition of Altera by Intel. It opens up a whole host of capability now to be able to build software virtualization platforms that can actually offload a lot of the I/O processing capability into the smart programmable hardware. So we kind of characterize this as software-defined hardware, essentially. The idea that you can configure the hardware on the fly to provide the virtualization resources that you need, but it's actually all processed in the fast path of the FPGA device itself. Storage devices are getting faster and faster. So, you know, NVMe flash is now becoming fairly ubiquitous, I would say. You know, with that comes a significant increase in I/O throughput and performance. We find that, you know, it's really essential to have a much more fine-grained control throughout the entire virtualization stack to achieve the performance and throughput that the hardware is capable of providing.
Could you summarize the Intel products that LNAP uses?
You know, our customers really touch on a lot of Intel products right across the stack, you know, all the way from the server platforms. We work with the Intel channel partners, particularly around the Intel Bobcat Peak systems with the latest Skylake processors, the Intel NVMe flash storage devices, and, you know, of course, the fast NIC capability that's built into the, you know, essentially on the motherboard or as a separate I/O module that can be included into the platform, which allows us to really scale up both the high-performance networking and high-performance storage. We're looking towards including the Intel Altera FPGA acceleration cards. And of course, Intel has provided quite a bit of information publicly now about the plans to create the coprocessor FPGA CPU, which is a particularly exciting thing from our point of view because you know, it allows us to leverage the FPGA acceleration natively in the coprocessor as well. So I think we touch on many aspects of Intel technology, and I'm sure I've missed out a lot of things.
For our listeners that want to learn more about your company and the offerings, where could they go?
Start with our website, onapp.com. That's onapp.com. And of course, you can get in touch with folks on the team here if you've got, you know, specific questions around the technology capabilities. If you go to onapp.com/Intel, we also have a page there that's dedicated to our partnership and collaboration with Intel on the Intel hardware and the channel partner route to market and so on. There's a lot of information there.
Sounds great. Well, appreciate your time, Julian, and best wishes to ONAP in the future.
Thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.